My name is Michelle Konings. I'm the president of Eurojust, and Eurojust is fighting organized crime and terrorism in the European Union, not only focusing on the European Union, but of course liaising with other regions, other countries heavily affected by those criminal activities or terrorist actions. Well, we have to join the forces, for sure. It's good to exchange and share information, intelligence, police information. What we do is to connect these informations with concrete facts, concrete criminals and terrorists, and ensure that these terrorists and criminals are being taken and caught to justice and that they are convicted. We have to deter terrorists, we have to deter criminals, and last but not least, we have to ensure that their revenues, their motivation is taken away, so also proceed to confiscation. So it's a whole set of activity. What we do is obeying and obeying to the rule of law and fair trial, and ensuring that we connect the dots, that we have a good cooperation within the EU, that we ensure judicial cooperation and coordination, and that's built on trust. So we have built trust at Eurojust since the last 12 years. We have joined into that effort at a lot of occasions the Turkish authorities in fighting crime, and we will do so even this month in the frame of terrorism. So this is an ongoing process. I'm a true believer of joining the forces. We do not only talk about it, but we also do it in practice and in concrete. Well, I think that dialogue is the answer, and we should get engaged as soon as possible in dialogue at the preventive stage, in schools, in the homes, really talk with the new generations. This is the hope for tomorrow, the future of tomorrow, and if that doesn't help, follow up on what's happening. Preventing those youngsters to go to the war zones and the conflict zones, and if they come back, really have a clear eye on them, and ensure that those hardcores who come back with terrorist intentions are being taken care of, again with dialogue, ensuring that they have a future, that we can help them. So dialogue is the answer, and for those really lost, I think that convictions and clear signals are the answer, and that's what we're working on. We have to continue to be hopeful for a better future, otherwise we're lost. Trust is vital, yes. Trust is to be established, and it takes years, a few seconds to destroy it, and an eternity to rebuild it. We cannot allow ourselves to lose trust.